Doug Smith of the Toronto Star is with us, and he's been covering the Brian Colangelo shenanigans, which have been protracted, but are closing in on a conclusion, Mr. Smith?
Yes, I believe we are. I think we'll probably get the official word tomorrow morning sometime, but seems to be done. Well, the Brian Colangelo end of it's done. There's still some basketball work to be done over there.
All right, so the Colangelo end of it is Brian stays with the organization in a still-to-be-specifically-defined role, but not as president and GM of the Raptors.
No, in a corporate role is how it's put to me by a couple people who would know this morning. Yeah, very unclear at the moment, and it will become much more clear in the next 24 hours, I'm sure. It'll be a significant role. It won't be the way they sort of kicked Brian Burke upstairs, if you know what I mean. Just made him consultant and let him go away. I think there is, Brian Colangelo's an astute businessman as well as a basketball guy, so there are things he can offer to a billion-dollar corporation that runs four sports teams, bars, restaurants, TV stations, blah, blah, blah. But it will not be in basketball.
Are you telling me there's a chance Brian Colangelo may be coming in here to tell me how to do my job?
No, he wouldn't. How could he?
Well, you said he has experience in a variety of things. And
how could anyone, Robert, really? They have people who've tried that for years and haven't succeeded.
That's true.
They've given up on that one.
Yeah, I don't listen to anybody. So, is this a good idea, or is it, if you've had enough of Brian Colangelo running your basketball operation, mightn't you be better off just to cut bait?
I don't think so, because maybe the new guy's had enough of him running the basketball organization in the 3 weeks he hasn't been on the job. But as for ownership and Larry Tannenbaum and people of that ilk, I don't think they've had too much of Brian Colangelo, frankly, and I think he's got stuff to offer. I know he loves the city. I know he loves the organization. And, yes, it's been a tough 5 years, no question about it. His basketball decisions have worked, some haven't worked. He's like every other GM in every other sport and every other game in the world. Some work, some don't. And maybe it's time that changes. But I do think there is a role for him in an organization as big as Maple Leaf Sports.
Do you have to move him completely away from basketball? Otherwise, the incoming GM would feel like the sword of Damocles is hanging over his head?
I think that might be an issue, and I think that will depend entirely on the guy coming in. And he has to be strong, and he has to be able to say, this is my team, and I'm going to do things my way. And I think that's going to be the issue when whoever they decide to put in that position, and however they decide to structure that position. Do they need a president and a general manager who's one guy, or do they need a president and a general manager who are two guys? I don't know. I'm not sure how that role will evolve. They have a very capable man in Ed Stefanski working for the organization.
Right, well, now, I was going to say, and yet it doesn't sound like he would seem to be the obvious guy, but clearly they're looking elsewhere, so there's something about Stefanski that they're not sure about.
Yeah, I don't know that he's had as much responsibility here as they would want, but I think he could certainly handle it. And maybe they hire a guy who is just the president and they leave Ed as the general manager. And it's someone who can work with Ed and has a two-man team. Ed worked with Rod Thorne in Philly pretty successfully. This is not an uncommon thing in the NBA. Donnie
right.
Walsh and Donnie Walsh and Kevin Pritchard in Indiana are president and general manager. This is not an uncommon thing in the NBA. That maybe that's the way they ultimately go.
But Colangelo won't be president of basketball, you don't think?
No. I don't know. Again, I don't know what the title will be, but there will not be basketball. There will not be a basketball component to it, as far as I'm told right now.
Will there be a contract extension?
That I honestly don't know. I don't think so.
So this is a one-year deal.
I haven't heard that there will be, but I haven't heard that there wasn't. But in no time during the weekend, with the dozens of people I talked to, has there been indication that this will be a longer term than the year left on his contract? But that could change.
I'm led to believe and understand that there are discussions, which may be negotiations going on between MLSE and Colangelo. Given this guy is under contract, would it be safe to say that he still would have to agree to a whatever kind of move they want to make, given that his hiring, I don't believe, would be a blanket hiring. They can't do whatever they want with him. If they don't want him to assume the role of president and general manager of the Raptors, then they'd have to probably come up with a new deal.
That could very well be the case, and that could be what the negotiations are. Now, this has been going on for the weekend. This didn't start this morning.
I understand.
A little while. And that could very well be what they're at, what the wording of the title is, what the contractual specifics are. Are there option years? Is it 3 years? Is it two? Is it this one and two more on an option? Like, I honestly don't know that yet. And I think that's probably what they're working through and why we haven't got a press release yet.
If not Stefanski, then who?
Well, the big name being kicked around is Masai Ujiri, who used to work here for Brian and Wayne as the director of global scouting and an assistant GM. You know, he's executive of the year at the Nuggets. That's the one. That's the big name out there. And, you know, that's an interesting one because Masai's, I think, 45. He's worked here. He's been in the league. He's well-respected. Is he ready to be a team president? That's a question they're going to have to ask themselves. And how close his alignment with Brian is, and will that be a factor with him working here? You know, that's the one name out there that's rather significant. The other ones are, you know, Kevin Pritchard and Troy Weaver that I heard in Chicago last week. You can hire them next year. You can hire them in 2 years. So there's not a long list of guys waiting to hire those guys.
Ujiri's contract with Denver is up.
Yes, it is. And that's a factor too. And he's among the lowest paid general managers or executive vice presidents, whatever the title is, in the NBA.
Does Denver not want him back?
I think he's tied to the Cronkies very tightly. I think they probably do, but again, it's going to be at a cost and a title and a number of years. This could be, you know, I love Masai. This could be one guy playing two ends against the middle.
I don't understand. I mean, the guy's the executive of the year. Denver must be happy with him, one would assume.
They are, but I think Denver has less money to pay its executives than Toronto does.
I see. And probably Masai. And I'm guessing Masai, knowing that something's going on in Toronto, would not be in any hurry to do a deal with Denver at something less than market value if he could get more in Toronto.
Absolutely. For the same kind of responsibility in a city he loves with an organization he knows, I'd listen for sure.
So, with great irony, about 1 minute before you came on the line and we started chatting, I opened up an envelope, and in it was a book named 11 Rings, The Soul of Success.
Mine on Friday, yep.
By Phil Jackson. As God is my witness, I opened it like a minute before we started to talk.
Yep, I got my review copy on Friday or Saturday when I get back from Chicago.
So, what do you think? Is this like destiny or something here?
Non-starter. Don't think it ever was.
Yeah.
I think it was a really big connect the dots when Lewicki first got hired, but that was it. I was told the day that it first, the connect the dots thing was out there, that not going to happen. No, you know, you never say never, but I would say we're 99.99999% sure this never happened.
Well, the one thing that seems to be clear with Larry Tannenbaum, at the very least, is he loves to hire people with big names. He loves to get the biggest fish in the pond. He certainly did it. Well, he and as the chairman of the board, he did it with Brian Burke. He did it with Brian Colangelo. He did it again with Tim Lewicki.
Yeah.
You know, it would not surprise me if between Tannenbaum and Lewicki, they threw something tangible on the table for Phil Jackson.
Well, I think they probably have. I just don't know that it would be accepted. But here's the thing about the NBA today. That rock star guy doesn't exist. It might be Sam Presti in Oklahoma City, although after the Harden trade, you don't know.
Yeah.
It might be Daryl Morey in Houston.
No, you're right.
After the Roy White thing, you don't know. But all the big guys, all the Jerry Wests, Phil Jacksons, Rod Thorns, all those guys have all gone. They're retired. They're not coming back.
You don't think Phil Jackson would come back for any job?
I think he'll come back to the NBA in some position, yes. I don't think he'd come back to be the president and general manager of the Toronto Raptors today.
Would he come back as GM and coach?
I don't think, his coaching days are over. Everybody tells me he does not have any appetite for the travel, the grind, the lifestyle.
Any other names you can throw out there that might wind up being at a podium in the next few days?
I honestly don't. This name, it just came to me when we were just talking in the last 30 seconds.
Okay, good. That's my favorite kind.
I know. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a great idea.
Yeah.
They should go find Russ Granick.
Wow.
Former deputy commissioner.
Yeah.
He's working for a company that puts together deals for people to buy teams. He is as respected in the industry as anybody in the game.
As president.
As president, absolutely. I would call him.
Now, but then you gotta go. Probably, do you think Granite could be a GM?
No, but if they get Stefanski, could be.
Well, that's a good point. So Stefanski becomes the GM. Granite is the president.
They work in concert.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's, you know what? That's absolutely totally made up out of my mind. In
no, I like
45
it.
45 seconds.
Excellent. Excellent. It'd be fantastic if it happened.
It'd be classic.
If the MLSE guys are listening right now, they're going, ooh, they're scratching their chins and going, ooh, that's interesting.
If you want to hit a basketball home run, that's as big a home run as you're going to hit right now.
Yeah. I mean, and I grant, yeah, in terms of names, for sure. I don't know Russ Granick very well, but I have talked to him, and you know, I mean, I certainly respect his business and basketball acumen. I'm just not sure what he would do for this organization.
He would give it a level of credence and respectability to the NBA it hasn't had since the day they hired Bryant.
Yeah, probably true, but I mean, it's not going to sell tickets or get you W's, you know?
No, and I don't know whether he could do the job either. Just like I don't know whether Phil Jackson could do the job.
No, I mean, Phil Jackson as coach, I'm all in.
Absolutely.
Phil Jackson as GM, I got no idea.
Yeah, no clue.
I don't know. I mean, maybe, but...
I say we start the draft Russ Granick movement right now.
It's already started. I'm sure Twitter is going crazy even as we speak.
Oh yeah, because that'd be perfect. Let's get it trending. That's what they say, trending.
I don't know anything about that. So when the dust settles, where's Dwayne Casey?
Still here on last year's contract with a lot to prove. I think a new guy comes in. He doesn't want to. He's got one bullet. I don't think he wants to fire in the summer.
Yeah.
He wants to wait and see how it goes. And I think Case is doing a good job. I think he's got him on the right track.
Yeah.
He needs some help.
I got no issue.
He needs some more players. He needs some more talent. But I don't think there's any. I don't think anybody who comes in makes a move on Casey this summer. And I don't think they should.
Well, tomorrow we expect to find out about Colangelo. And what we expect to find is that he's been moved into some suit role with MLSE. Because Lord knows they don't have enough suits.
Well, that's true. We could like share an office with, I don't know who. We could,
Jesus.
With Hunter and the lawyers. And, yeah.
Endless.
There's always room.
Endless.
Let's build another suite over there.
As long as they don't take my parking spot away.
I don't care. You're bulletproof.
Not really. You have no idea. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting the vice president of something around here. I got to go.
All right, me too. I'll talk to you later on.